Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 130, Productivity and the Goose That Laid the Golden Eggs by Jacob Lundfisker of earlyretirementextreme.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's happening, old friend? Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, the one who couldn't recite the Cub Scout oath because of social anxiety. And 27-ish years later, I'm hosting a podcast to help overcome situations like that, or at least come to terms with it. So thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And I actually have a brand new author to this show, although he's been read on the spinoff podcast Optimal Finance Daily a few times. And his story of how he retired in his early 30s was a 3-day feature on that podcast. So you should definitely check it out. You can hear the whole story on Optimal Finance Daily. And that starts at episode 28. So that's episodes 28, 29, and 30, all featuring him. And I like to save the more financey posts for that show. So this one's about productivity, which is something that's been requested by you. So ask and you shall receive, as I always like to say. And that's about it. So I'm going to jump right in and start optimizing your life. Productivity and the Goose That Laid the Golden Eggs by Jacob Lundfisker of earlyretirementextreme.com. Most of the misunderstandings concerning productivity appear because productivity gurus measure productivity with time as the variable. If only we could manage time more effectively, we could get more things done, the thinking goes. This is true insofar that one is doing piecework where each action takes a certain amount of time so that work volume is directly proportional to time. Although many people are still paid in the old-fashioned way by the time they put in, most products are more accurately measured by the value they add, regardless of how long it took to create this value. From my perspective, the amount of value that can be created on average over time is limited by individual creativity. In other words, a person is capable of producing X amount of value, and another person is capable of producing Y amount of value. If a person creates a lot of value in a single day, you can rest assured that very little of the same kind of value will be produced the next day. It simply averages out. To understand this, think of the goose who lays one golden egg a day. The goose may be considered highly productive during the hour during which the egg is laid. Naively, one would expect that, with proper time management, the goose would be able to lay an additional egg every hour, and obviously that is not how it works. If the goose was asked to do that, it would quickly burn out. As I said, I think we each have the capability to produce a certain amount of value each day without burning out. If left to our own devices, that is exactly how much we will produce. We will have a certain amount of creative energy, a certain amount of physical energy, and a certain amount of social energy. Productivity is not about doing bicep curls with your left hand while brushing your teeth with the right hand. It is about using the above-mentioned reserves most optimally. This is not done by maxing out each capacity. Think of the goose. A certain amount of energy must also be spent maintaining the capability. This is something our culture is not very good at, but consider this. To use any given resource, you absolutely must consider 3 things. Number 1, extraction. Number 2, maintenance. Number 3, expanding. Extraction is a process of taking the energy. Productivity should not be about maximizing the rate of extraction. Let's repeat that 3 times. Productivity is not about maximizing extraction. The rate of extraction must not be maximized. Maximizing extraction is bad. You must not maximize extraction. Yet this seems to be what many gurus are preaching. It is certainly the way the career reward system is set up. Without maintenance, think of the United States infrastructure, for example, the system eventually crumbles. Without maintenance, the system cannot be sustained. If the system is not maintained, it eventually dies with a whimper, as extraction is limited as well. Maintenance is what the goose does to recover from laying the egg. The importance of expansion is obvious. As well as maintenance, the system should be improved. This does not mean bigger or more, it means better. Without expansion, the system stagnates and eventually gets crushed by non-stagnating competitors, and so some energy must be used towards that end as well. Expansion is what the goose does to get better at laying eggs. Productivity must consider all three aspects. Ignoring one of them is fine in the short term, but destructible in the long term. Naturally, there are short-term incentives to ignoring maintenance and expansion in the short term, but this results in long-term costs. Working a dead-end job, letting bridges collapse, running the world on non-renewable resources. Productivity, therefore, is not about expending time more efficiently. It's not about expending more energy either. It is about expending energy most efficiently. This is exactly what happens when one says that work expands to fill the time allotted. This is also the reason why more free time does not result in more things getting done. More free time does not result in more energy unless the previous energy is used to expand capacity. Usually when just leaving a job, which pretty much only focuses on extracting as much as possible from you, a lot of energy must first be used on maintenance to rebuild yourself. You just listened to the post titled Productivity and the Goose That Laid the Golden Eggs by Jacob Lundfisker of EarlyRetirementExtreme.com. And I love that example of brushing your teeth while doing bicep curls at the same time. A lot of us try to multitask, and there are a ton of studies out there that show you end up doing both tasks a lot poorer if you try to multitask, but if you were to do them separately, you'd actually get the job done and save yourself time in the long run. And again, to hear his story about how he retired in his 30s, check out the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, and please subscribe to it while you're there, and check out episodes 28 to 30, which was a three-day special feature to tell Jacob's story. And before we go, in just a little over 10 days, I'm giving away a book to a random email subscriber on my list. So if you'd like a shot at that, and you'd like a bunch of free spreadsheets from me, including an automated money tracker, a retirement planner, and a spreadsheet to figure out which of your tasks should take priority, all you have to do is join my mailing list. And to do that, you can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, and you'll be in. Or you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com if you're not into texting. And that does it for today's episode. Tomorrow is Wellness Wednesday, so I'll see you there bright and early, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily, too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.